years? No, they weren't legal. We just refer to them as 89ers around here.
What would you call them?
Somewhat illegal.
I talked to one.
Did you?
Yeah, but he really was legal. From no man's land out there in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
That was certainly a funny mess where it didn't belong to anybody.
No, it didn't belong to anybody.
They were trying to get government and nobody wanted it. Texas didn't want it. And Kansas wouldn't take it.
Did you run into anybody down in Greer County that related the troubles with Greer County?
Yeah. Well, no, they weren't related to the troubles, see.
Well, I mean, that might have gone into
had
the history of them.
Yeah. They were hard to find. These were old people, and the young people didn't want these old people to talk. That is, if it was a grandmother, then the grandson would be very careful for you not to talk to the grandmother and dig up all his old dirt.
Huh.
I had one like that, and I was carefully steered away, so I didn't get her. Well, I don't know much about that. Probably just as well.
Well, of course, all I know is what was in the textbooks, but it was a matter of which fork of the river, I think, was the to be the boundary. That part was actually given to Texas first.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't recall the circumstances now, but finally by a lot of wrangling and so on, I came into Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a mistake in surveying. I think the surveying party, if I'm not mistaken, took off on one branch of the river, thinking this was the main branch of the river, the main stream, main riverbed, and they really got into
North Fork or South Fork.
Yeah.
They didn't know there was another.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those people, I think, got I think 320 acres. Those who were already living there, and I think they had an option to buy more.
I don't remember the exact circumstances. I never was much of a student of history.
Worked out pretty well in some cases. What would you call a man who is on a farm working for wages?
Farmhand?
Would he be a hired man?
Could be.
What?
Here again, I'm not.
Well, would he be called a hired man or hired hand?
Probably a hired hand. Anyway, when I would think of a farm, I think of a hired hand. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Now, if I were somebody working on my lawn, I'd call him a hired man.
Mm-hmm. If you take a piece of wood and drive it in the ground as a marker, what would that be?
Stake.
If you take an old tree limb or something and drive it in the ground, what would that be?
If it was for a marker, I'd still probably call it a stake.
If you were driving across the prairie and you hit a piece of wood embedded in the ground and blew a tire on it,
I'd probably call it a stub or a stump or a depending on its size and nature.
Would a stub ever be a marker?
Could be. I generally think of a stub as something driven in almost flush with the ground, whereas a stake would probably be something that extends above the ground considerably.
If you want somebody to take one of these things and drive it in flush with the ground, what would you tell them to do?
Drive it in.
Or if you wanted to mark out an area with these things.
Stake it out.
If you hear a bird sing and you like its song and you want to call Catherine's attention to it, what would you tell her to do?
Listen to that bird. Mm-hmm.